Pick a Side, Stupid.
Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey. Oh yeah, hey, hi, I'm supposed to... I wasn't going to start off with show energy. I was going to start off with just like, hey guys, we're hanging out energy. So hey, thanks for coming out. We've been trying to record a new episode for 2 weeks now. And tonight we're going to record our natural disasters debate, which, yeah, give it up for natural disasters, everyone. Yeah. All the debates are 1 minute in the first round, 30 seconds in the second round. Everybody understands that? Yes? Okay. I'm the only judge. That's it. Any other? Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's start, shall we? First up tonight, could you all put your hands together for Erin Feely and Jenna Berkowitz? Okay, Jenna, you have more points, so I will let you choose whether you go first or second here.
I'm going to go second.
Second, okay. Erin?
Sean.
Pick your question. Oh, boy, we are starting off hot tonight. Okay. You know it's a good one when it's from Katie Baker.
Yeah. Woo!
Katie Baker asks, would you rather have it rain blood or teeth?
I would rather have it rain teeth because I would build a teeth igloo out of it and use it as a fort from which I would throw more teeth at the people that I hate. That's it.
Okay.
That's a good defense mechanism, but I'm a little more concerned with my youth and beauty, and bathing in blood is a way to preserve that. I don't know if anyone's seen Outlander. It's my favorite show. I'm obsessed with it. There was like this crazy witch lady, and she like emerges from a bath of blood, and it's unclear if it's goat's blood or human blood and all of that. And I just really want to remain beautiful, and the teeth would just like, that's a lot of danger for the face. Like a lot of sharp things coming at your face.
All right. I'm not worried about teeth falling on my face because I already live in a teeth igloo.
That's a really good answer. I really don't want to lose. Yeah, the teeth are a little dangerous. The blood's going to make you beautiful. And yeah, I'd rather be pretty than safe.
All right. That is a great start. But I got to hand the win to Erin Feely. Yeah. All right. Next up, everyone, please welcome Daniel McRoby. Erin, do you want to go first or second?
Second.
Okay. Daniel. Your question is from Chloe Kuna. She asks, in the event of a blizzard, who is more obnoxious? People who cross-country ski in the street or people who steal the parking space that you shoveled out?
All right. Give it up for Chloe in Cambridge for this question. I'm going to go with cross-country skiers. Just because that's like one step away from like downhill skiing people, which are also the worst. You know, bottom line, their parents bought them stuff. So, yeah, I'm going with that.
I definitely hate people that take the spot that you shoveled out, because that's happened to me twice now. And first thing in the morning when you're like trying to get to work, you throw out your back. You haven't even started your work day yet. And then you finally get this nice little spot cleared out to put your car in. Some douche takes advantage of all your labor. And it's like, dude, you're going to, you owe me like at least a beer or a sexual favor or something for all of my hard work, because who raised you?
I mean, hey, who doesn't love getting something for nothing? I mean, if you really didn't like it, you probably should have not moved your car like I did the entire winter. All right? It's my spot. It's staying there. I'm not moving it. I'll take an Uber. Fuck it. You know? Yeah.
What if you can't afford an Uber because you can't even afford your own car insurance and your brakes suck and you finally get cozied up in a spot ready to go and then some asshole is like, oh, I'm going to take that. Like, I don't know. I mean, if you want to shovel out my parking spot, that's totally cool, and I will be A-okay with that. But cross-country skiers, you can just throw a snowball at them and get them right the fuck out of the way and drive by. But
time. All right. I got to hand the win to Daniel McRoby. Next up, please welcome Corey Saunders. Sean's leaving the room. He's like, I don't want to be here for this. So, Corey, you're going to go first?
It was handed to me. Why not?
Okay.
It's a party.
Your question is from Sean Clark. Maybe that's why he wants to get out of here. Sean Clark asks, would you rather be terrorized by a Sharknado? Which is a tornado that contains sharks, or a bear quake, an earthquake that causes bears to run about.
See, I feel like a bear quake would be more fun. Like, they just go around stealing picnic baskets. A Sharknado's way scarier. They fucking bite, and even when they're on the ground, did you see that movie? They can flop around, and Lord knows I don't run that fast. A fucking shark could catch me even on the ground. It would probably fall down from the sky and eat me, because that's my luck. This is the worst. It's terrifying. See that movie where Mandy Moore almost got eaten by a shark? 7 meters. That was so scary, too. They were just down in the cage with these random Mexican guys, and they just like were like, we're going to go down in this cage and not get eaten by sharks, and they did. Sharks are terrifying.
Sharknadoes are obviously the correct place to be in the in this kind of celebrity or movie-based phenomena, because I want to be in a good cameo. If you're in a bear quake, the best you're saving is Rager Rick. But if I'm in a Sharknado, I get to meet Tara Reid, and I will look like a hero standing next to Tara Reid. I don't care what the disaster is, but if you add sharks in a tornado, she is not going to have a cool head, and she will follow me when I say, come on. And that's the best shot I got to get Tara Reid to do anything with me.
Honey, do you read page 6? Tara Reid is a disaster. She could have her own movie, Tara Reid-nado. It would be less terrifying because really, like, all that would be, like, coke flying everywhere. But so anything that, like, flips around, whips things up, and throw sharks around, I think is more terrifying.
Bear quakes are far more scary, far more serious, because an earthquake will cause caves to open up in the earth, and bears hibernate in caves. That way they're just going to all come out. It's going to be a disaster, where a Sharknado is a contained thing, usually around an aquarium. So as long as I'm not in downtown Boston, me and Tara Reid will be safe, and I can save her, man. I'm a hero.
All right, I got to hand the win to Corey Saunders. Next up, please welcome Jacob Noble.
Bring it.
Corey, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, Corey, your question is from Zach Jones.
You have that?
He asks, which job would you rather have before the flood? Laying out a bunch of sandbags for the city or gathering two of each animal onto an ark?
Gathering two of each animal would be so much fun. You get to go play with the puppies and the cats and the horses and, like, yeah, the more terrifying animals too, but, like, you know, who doesn't like a challenge? You'd have to gather two sharks too. We just talked about how terrifying they are, but I'm up for the challenge, much like Mandy Moore. And you get your, when you're doing that and you're trying to continue these races of animals, like, that's the most sex positive thing you can do. And I'm here for it.
As a representative of sandbags, I'm going to sit here and say that they're far more important come storms. First off, how much time do you have to find out a storm's coming? 3-4 days? There is no way you're rounding up every species, two of them, in 4 days. But putting out sandbags, that'll accomplish something. You'll thank me when you're home in a nice dry home because of my sandbags and my men in the field working hard. You're going to be chasing giraffes in other continents and bowsing around the country, in the world. I'm going to be handling sand, putting it in bags, and saving your house.
Here's a story. I don't feel bad for anyone who lives close enough to the ocean for their house to go into the ocean because they have enough money for another one. Thank you, number one. Number two, saving all the animals means I'm saving the earth. I'm saving whole ecosystems. And if Jesus's friend Moses can do it, so can fucking I.
Moses was a great man, and I'm not here to badmouth people I don't know. I'm here to talk about the importance of sand. And first off, you live in Massachusetts. Not everybody near a coast is rich. We're surrounded by water everywhere. And we're saving those people. Those people who can't... He's thumbing down the poor people, everybody. Just want that on the record. So good luck catching all your animals. I'll be playing with sand.
All right. Yeah, if you think that everybody that lives on the beach is rich, I'd like to bring Hull to your attention. My favorite part, it was fun, but my favorite part of that debate was when Corey insisted on bringing sharks onto the ark. Because they wouldn't be all right in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think so, but I was like, I don't know enough about this to tackle that.
Hey, you know that story, Moses' ark?
That's why he parted the Red Sea.
Yeah, Moses doesn't need an ark. He can just part whatever he wants. All right. I can hand the win to Corey Saunders.
My Catholic grandma is so mad at me right now. She's spinning in her grave just going, what the fuck?
She'd be proud that you said Moses.
All right. Next up, please welcome Ted Pettengill. Corey, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second this time.
Okay. Ted, your question is from Kevin M. Quigley. It says, climbing onto the roof of your house to be saved by helicopters. Traumatic experience or actually kind of badass?
I don't like Kevin for asking that, and I don't like you for also asking that. I feel like we're really minimizing people's pain if you're just like, oh yeah, it was badass when the helicopter came. It's traumatic. You lose because you're losing everything in your house. That's why you got onto the roof. I mean, that's a traumatic experience, having all of your possessions washed away. That's sad. Whereas, like, I mean, I guess it would be badass if you just hung out on your roof and a helicopter showed up for no reason. But that wouldn't be a natural disaster. That's just a man-made disaster and a misallocations of funds. That the, you know, why is the rescue helicopter out giving you joyrides? Fuck you, Kevin M. Quigley.
All right, Debbie Downer, listen. Like, hurricanes and flooding are tragic. I'm with you. But those people have a story. We were standing on the rooftop. We didn't know what was going to happen. We thought we were done for. Oh, look, here's a helicopter, and I get to go in it. I get to go on a ride to safety. It's like Superman, only like more mechanical and less hot.
You're right. They do have a story. A story they can tell to the crisis counselors at the refugee camp that they're going to live in indefinitely because we have a real hard time getting people back to where they live after natural disasters. I mean, if they're white, we do. But when they're when they're poor black, they just live in dirty trailer parks full of asbestos for years. It's, again, it's sad. It's a sad, true thing that keeps happening in America. Yeah, it's a traumatic thing.
But just imagine 60 years from now is telling the story of his rescue via helicopter, and he's telling his little grandkids, and then you know what happened? The helicopter came and saved my life. It was like a scene out of an action movie, but I was living it.
Time. All right. I hand the way to Ted Pettengill.
All right, this next debate is between Ted Pettengill and Sean Rosa.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first this time.
Ted's going first. Okay, your question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
He asks, huge storm coming. Would you rather get drunk or trip balls?
I think in almost every situation, my answer is get drunk. It doesn't have to be a huge storm. It could just be cloudy. I mean, you don't want to be tripping ball. Like, that sounds like the worst experience ever. Just being all fucked up, seeing colors, and you don't know if it's raining inside or outside, or if the walls are just melting, or if everything you've ever done is a lie and you don't deserve to live because you're a bad person and you looked in the mirror. Whereas if you're just drunk, you'll pass out and sleep through the storm.
Yeah, but like how big a storm, big storm, you know, it could be like a hurricane or what have you. Like, all right, if you're tripping balls, like, none of it matters, man. Like, there is no storm, you know? We're all one with the universe, and the universe includes hurricanes. And you just got to accept the fact that you're probably going to get blown away and be one with, like, a telephone pole or something.
I actually think what Zach was referring to was the storm of turmoil that's within all of us. And again, every time I feel that coming on, I push it back with a healthy dose of booze. Whereas a trip and balls, that's just going to bring that storm and conflict right to the forefront. And then you're going to have to confront your problems and your demons. And not ready for that. So I'm going to say storm booze. Stormy booze. Yes. Yes, it's exactly like that. It's going to ruin this country.
Time.
Yeah, but if you're bringing up all that storm of self-conflict in yourself by tripping balls, it'll distract you from the fact that you're about to get blown away by an actual storm. You know? I mean, who cares if, like, it's really windy out and raining if you can't stop crying because you're gonna die eventually? And
time. All right, I gotta hand the way to Ted Pettengill. Next up, everyone, please welcome Sean Clark. Okay. Ted, do you want to go first or second?
I will go first again.
Ted, your question is from Ted Pettengill.
Great guy.
It says, would you describe your lovemaking as Armageddon or Deep Impact?
Pass.
So I would say mine would probably be Armageddon, because Armageddon Rene, to make your pleasure imminent. And also there's also that guy who see in it, and you're like, it's like, oh, he's kind of like, he's from Boston, but he's not really from Boston. Like, he's just kind of like that ambiguous white guy. And I am that ambiguous white guy from Boston. Like, I don't have like the accent per se, but at the same time though, when I'm making love to a woman, she's probably thinking, you know, this is really great, but what would make this so much better is there was like a meteor coming that was going to like land here like any second. So I would have to call him back in the morning, because let's keep this as it is. Like, he's a good guy, but I don't want to have anything after this.
When I'm making love to a lady, a meteor won't be the only thing that's coming. Because I'm giving her Deep Impact. That's an audio podcast, but I really just a nice fist gesture, and nobody likes that. Man, Armageddon, get ready for your pleasure. God, I hope you use that in your Tinder profile.
It's actually my Bumble profile, because I respect women, and I think that they should see that and respond first and foremost.
That's a good opener, actually. It's cute.
It is. But what isn't cute is Deep Impact, because honestly, can anyone here name any actor that was actually in that movie, Deep Impact?
Morgan Freeman was in that.
You mean
time? Man, I was about to hand the win to Sean Clark, and then he invited everybody to prove him wrong for the last 10 seconds of his time. And now I don't know what to do. All right, I'm gonna hand the win to Sean Clark.
Oh,
good job, man.
I mean, that Armageddon line alone.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Just a quick reminder, you can join us for our live shows the first, second, and third Friday of every month at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m. Now, this next debate is between Veronica Forker and Lorelai Lyons.
Veronica, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Your question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
Pretty simple question here. It just says, would you rather live on a fault line or in Tornado Alley?
Let's see. If I have to choose one, I'm going to say Tornado Alley, because Wizard of Oz is one of my favorite movies. And if I get to leave dumpy old black and white Kansas to go to the wonderful Land of Oz and hang out with the Munchkins and horses that change colors and all that other wonderful stuff that it has, that was what I would rather do. So, yeah, Tornado Alley for me to carry me away to some wonderful place where everyone that I know and love is already there.
I would certainly have to say fault line. The thing about a fault line versus a tornado is that tornadoes happen like approximately every 10 to 15 minutes in Kansas. And I consider myself a pretty daring person. I just want it to pop off one day. I just want some huge fucking earthquake to happen. Plus, I don't know what the fuck kind of a name Tornado Alley is. If you were on a fault line, you'd be like part of the Ring of Fire or something. That's a much it's a much cooler sounding name. So fault line for sure.
I am from California, and I have lived on or near a fault line, and it is terrifying to constantly feel as though the earth underneath you is not secure. I would like to live in Tornado Alley. I would have a tricked out underground shelter because I do love my basements. And if I'm going to be spending a lot of time there, I'm going to make it look really nice and cozy. And so I go down there, have a nice time. The tornado passes. I come up and I rebuild. And it's a
time.
I grew up in Massachusetts, and I actually saw the tornadoes out in Western Mass. Not impressed. Not. I'm still here. The house is still there, to my knowledge. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really view tornadoes as much of a threat at this point. And because of the daring nature of my life, I would much rather be on a fault line. We have to tie that back in. all right, that's it.
John, okay. I gotta hand the win to Lorelei Lyons. Next up, please welcome Chloe Kuna. Lorelei, do you want to go first or second?
I want to go second.
Ah. Chloe, your question is from Jenna Berkowitz. She asks, is 2 weeks too early in a relationship to hunker down during a blizzard?
You know, I feel sometimes like I talk too much about my sexual orientation. But really applies a lot. You know how like dog years are like different from human years? Like lesbian weeks are different from straight weeks. Like 2 weeks, we already have 5 children. And all of those children are cats. Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been hunkering down regardless of a storm. It's just been happening. We got to knit sweaters for our children, the cats, you know? Yeah, definitely not too soon.
Hunkering down is a little bit of a like spiritual experience for me. Oftentimes during snowstorms, I'll just like set up some beers like on the outside of the windowsills, and it's really, really me time. I don't think that I'd necessarily want to share that with someone I only met 2 weeks ago. They probably don't even know what kind of beer that I want. and I mean, like, you've only been with them for 2 weeks. You're going to be in the house for 24 hours. That's like, what, 1/14 of your relationship? It's like, I don't know if I want to spend 1/14 of my relationship with anyone at one time. So there you go.
This is a fair point. But I do have to say, me and my future wife met at a artisanal beer making class, so she already knows what kind of beer I like. Yeah, no, we're already there. I mean, we are so, it's also a spiritual thing for us, but we're, me and, what's her name, my beautiful wife? Let's call her Molly.
It's all right. Sometimes I forget the name of my own fiance, so that's something that just happens to us from time to time. And I mean, it's good that you're willing to spend this time in a house just like locked in there with someone whose name you can't remember. Sounds like a really good time. Yeah, so that's that.
All right. I'm still trying to figure out if that math was right. Oh, my God. This is a really tough call. I think I'm going to hand the win to Chloe Kuna. Okay. Next up, everybody please welcome AJ O'Connell. Chloe, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Your question is from Malin Pavletic. Malin asks, which is more necessary for survival, bottled water or whiskey?
Okay. You know, every week, like I say, I get an obvious answer. And
no different. We're all thinking it. The whiskey. I'm not going to... I mean, for survival from what? Like a day with your family? Yeah, whiskey. I mean, if I'm getting thrown water, here's the thing, okay? Water will keep you alive, but, like, something's got to stop you from killing yourself. So if you're worried about, yeah, so, yeah, whiskey. Sorry, Mom, I know you listen.
Listen, I, listen, AJ's mom. I desperately need the water to survive because the day before I got shit-faced on whiskey, okay? And today I need the water. Plus, in a life or catastrophe situation, I mentioned earlier the artisanal beer class. Well, I also learned how to make vodka. All I need is some potatoes, a bathtub, and time. I got this. Water? You can't just make water appear out of nothing. That's not what Jesus did. Did the other thing, the other way around. I need the water first. The other shit I can make. I'm crafty like that. Again, I'm a lesbian.
I mean, if you already have it, you don't have to. Here's the thing. When I need vodka, I don't have time. So... I might have potatoes, but I'm eating the potatoes. I love potatoes. There's so many good kinds of potatoes. Name a bad thing you can do with a potato. You can't. Fries, chips, vodka, gnocchi. Come on. But I just have whiskey and potatoes.
Time.
Sweet.
I also love potatoes, for the record. Yeah, I mean, I do have to say... Again, I'm milking this sexuality thing. Lesbian, gonna take my time. Gonna take my time on my sweet, sweet potatoes. This just got really weird, but you know what I'm saying. Woo! I'm fucking those potatoes. And then I'm gonna make vodka out of them. And I'm gonna have a great big glass of water as I do it.
Time! All right, I gotta hand the win to AJ O'Connell. All right, so just one last debate, and Jacob, can you judge this for us, I guess? I don't know what this question is.
This question, I assume, is from Sean, since no name is written down. Right. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Ooh. I guess I'll go first. Oh, wait, no, you said you wanted to go second, so I'll go first. But if you want to go first, then you can...
No, I'll go second.
Okay.
Sean, your question is from Sean. Which would you rather have hit during your wedding, a blizzard or an earthquake?
Oh, okay. Well, let me start this timer in 20 seconds. Do you want to do the time, Sean? Okay, great.
the computer.
I'm just thinking while the time is getting... Oh, shit, it's going now. Okay. A blizzard or earthquake during my wedding? Well, neither of those are going to happen because my wedding already was 8 years ago. So, and neither happened. There was actually supposed to be a really big storm on the day of my wedding and a lot of rain. And as you know, rain is good luck during a wedding. And then it was 100 degrees with no rain. So take that as you will. So I would have to say that, oh, I'm not going to decide yet. I'm doing the Bill McMorrow here, letting AJ figure it out. I'll go with the, I'll go with the earthquake because then people would actually, move on the dance floor.
No, blizzards are better, way better. Because you can, like, the power might go out, which is fun. And then you just get drunk with your friends in the dark and play cards. You guys didn't have the same childhood I had. That's what we did. It was, thank you. This one's for Mom. She's going to be like, yeah, we did do that. One time, and then told them we did it every time. They don't remember. We're dumb. Yeah, I don't want an earthquake. That's shitty. People be falling into each other and stuff. The only reason a blizzard would be bad is if you're outside, but, like, I'm not some savage that has a wedding outside. I'm getting married inside. I'm going to be rich. Going to be podcast rich. And it all start. You guys got to see it start here.
So I will say that since I've been married once before, if I was going to get married again, like it wouldn't happen if there was a blizzard. Like if there was an inch of snow, we'd be like, let's just not do this. We don't need to leave the house today. Also, I think the upside of being an earthquake is that I'm probably getting married in California. That's nice. Whereas, like, a blizzard, who has a wedding in the winter? That is not... Yeah, that doesn't work.
If there's a blizzard, you're not going to do it, but if there's an earthquake, you're like, yeah, let's... one inch of snow, you're like, mm-mm. But there's an earthquake happening, you're like, let's... All right, time to everybody get in the limo. Or the bus, whatever. Poor people do. I'm going to be rich, remember. But, sticking with that. Yeah, I don't know. Blizzard's better. Earthquakes suck. Snow's romantic. Earthquakes are just weird. No one likes earthquakes.
I got to hand the win to AJ.
Give it up for AJ O'Connell, everybody. So, hey, this was a lot of fun, and we're going to do another show Friday at Maggie's Lounge, and we're there the first, second, and third Friday of every month doing the debate at 7 p.m., so come down and join us. The next one will be about summer camp, and Bill McMorrow will be opening the show. Okay, good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, thanks to everybody that did the show this week. Congrats to AJ O'Connell on winning. Thanks once again to Jay Baggett for the artwork that she does for us each week. And I want to give a quick thank you to everybody that came up last week. Last Friday, I recorded a CD, so keep an eye out for that coming in the future. There'll be a stand-up comedy CD by me, John Carter. If you can't find it, because I don't know what the name is yet, just search on iTunes for John Carter and... what could go wrong? You'll probably find me. There's probably not anybody else named John Carter that has a bunch of stuff on iTunes. All right, thanks for listening.